No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Aloha, Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle, learning to fly. Yes, it is the season. We are here. Give the gift of aviation. We're here to remind you to do just that. Save yourself the aggravation at the malls and all the stores and all that kind of nonsense, and just go into your local flight school, get a certificate, and do that. Give the gift of a flight, a Discover flight or something, to the non-aviation friend on your list, and just bring someone else into the fold.
But yourself.
Or for yourself, card. Yes, right?
Make a gift card to your friends and say, here, redeem this for one free plane ride. Come on over. Captain Dennis will take you for a trip.
Well, there's that. I mean, a lot of the flight schools and places that do that, sometimes it is like a buy one, get one deal. Say, hey, if I get a flight for my friend who's not a pilot, can I get can you grease the wheel for yours truly? On there, and it's kind of like double dipping, but hey, you know, it's what we do, right, Dennis? Tis the season to look out for yourself.
Any excuse to do anything and spend money on aviation, that's us,
right? Okay, well, we got RV Tom standing by with a friend of his that we're going to get to. We're also going to talk about some, we're going to talk to an aviation show announcer, I believe, later on the broadcast today, too. But first, before we do that, we got Russ. On from AV Web, right, Russ? Welcome
Av
to Just Plain.
Av Web. Av Brief.
Av Web. See, I knew I was going to screw it up, Russ. That's just what we do. It's the holidays. You'll give us a pass, or will you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. At least we're on the same flight path in that regard. But, yeah, you've been working with that company for some time, and there was a little hiccup in the system with the owners, and you guys, I don't know, how would you describe this departure and then resurrection of what you've been doing for so many years in the aviation community? How would you describe it?
Well, I worked at AvWeb for 21 years.
Yeah.
And when Firecrown bought us, it continued pretty much business as usual. Mm-hmm. There were a few more meetings, but other than that, it just continued on. A few days after we got back from Oshkosh, which by all accounts was a successful event for us, my cell phone started ringing off the hook, and somebody said, hey, your phone's really ringing over there. So I phoned the person back that was calling me and got fired on the spot.
Well, that's not ideal. That's not the kind of news you want to get after, you know, the largest aviation show in the world, and after you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, and 17-hour days at Air Venture, and thank you very much. But anyhow, that's just the way that it goes, right?
Sometimes it happens, you know, and I get it. But the plus side or the good side of this is you just switched gears pretty quick, right? I mean, they wanted to go in a different direction, and you're like, all right, well, we're going to take the team that we've put together all these years and just kind of reboot. Your own individual thing, or how does this work, or how did it work?
Well, exactly? I'd been concerned for a while about this hard turn that my former employer was taking towards artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
My argument at my former employer was that it just doesn't work. It's not good enough. It can't do what real journalists do.
Right. It's artificial unintelligence sometimes, especially when it comes to... being in the know. I mean, that's something that comes with years of experience, not just, you know, numbers and being able to scan the web with stuff, I would assume. Would you agree?
Well, the fundamental thing with AI is that it can only research what is there.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of being a journalist is to discover stuff that isn't there.
Right.
We need to deliver something called the news, and that means that it's new.
Yeah.
So, artificial intelligence, I liken it to an intern.
Yeah.
If you use it, you have to watch it like a hawk. You have to make sure that everything that it does is checked and double checked, because it frankly doesn't know any better.
Right.
Now, people keep saying, "Oh no, it's going to get better. It's going to be you're going to use it. It's going to be great." Sorry, I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
If AI was a human being, it would be fired on the spot.
Yeah.
Because it can't do the work. So 3 days after I got fired, I started up my own thing.
Right.
With a pledge to not use AI in the development or creation of anything that appears on the site. That wasn't the whole focus. The whole focus was to, I'd seen a lot of very experienced and very good aviation journalists lose their job, not just at Firecrown, at other places.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give them a place to go. Well, they came.
Good.
And so did the readers. We started out with the 353 on our mailing list, and we're just about at 11,000 now.
Excellent.
We'll be 20,000 by the end of the year. It's going up by hundreds every day, right?
Right.
As more people find it.
Mm-hmm. And how do they find it? Let's get that out there right now. We want people to make sure they haven't already.
Avbrief.com. It's free to join.
Yep.
Please do. Tell your friends. We need more readers.
Right.
It's advertising supported, so advertisers care very much about the number of people that we send it to,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
And you know you're supporting real people, just not a corporate entity necessarily that's got a hardcore computer behind them, right?
Well, and I think you're also supporting a group that has a passion for delivering on the media, you know, the news that's important to us in GA. You know, that they really want, that's really the same drive that we have to do this show every week. These guys are doing every week, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. We're doing four times a week now.
No, that's right. You got the experimenter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so much for slowing down.
Aviators started too.
Yeah. You've been doing it a long time.
Essentially, we're just filling a void. We're filling a void that's been left, you know, that we perceive to have been left.
Yeah.
And
obviously the response has proven that you seem to be on the right flight path in that regard. Would you, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
The support has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We have, not a day goes by that somebody doesn't, thank us for being here. And
yeah,
and we're not doing anything different than we ever did before. We're just providing essentially the same service that we did with in other venues, but we've put it all together and we've got the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that many of them were volunteers for a long time, and we're just getting to the point where you know, it's a startup business.
Right. But you know, one door
expenses, we cover the expenses, and now there's some left to actually pay people.
Well, exactly.
But I'll tell you that the first advertiser that signed on with us, that's Aerox, the guys that do the oxygen systems.
Yeah, we know them well.
They just on day one, they just said, "We want to support you." And they've been with us ever since. And now we've got a pretty good list of advertisers. We're going to get some more. There's some major announcements coming up.
Well, good. Well, and, you know, one door closes, another one opens. And I know it was probably, you know, a little abrupt when it happened after AirVenture, but it's good to see that you guys have, you're coming back and you'll be, well, you already are stronger and better for the future, right?
Well, I think so.
Well, that's all that matters.
And lots of other people think so, and the experience is bearing it out. Avbrief isn't going anywhere. Avbrief is here to stay.
And we're right there with you, Russ. We wish you the best. Once again, the website, if they want to sign up for the newsletter and everything, is?
Avbrief.com. ABBRIEF.com.
Simple as that. All right, good stuff. What a great way to start off a holiday edition of Just Plain Radio. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.